Well, you know, the thing about fear, I'm going to take you right to 2 Timothy 1:7, the Amplified version I'm going to read it from, because it really draws it out. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Mm-hmm. So the answer to living in fear is the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we need to trust him to provide answers, to give us strength, to give us calm in the midst of the storms of life, and to navigate us through them. Because if we don't trust him to guide us, as Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says to do, then are we actually trusting him? Like, do we believe in him for anything? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, what does James say to that, really? You know, we must believe and not doubt. For anyone who doubts the Lord, you know, is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect anything from the Lord if they don't believe what, you know, that's mm-hmm. what James mm-hmm. tells us, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, James 1:12 specifically says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Today's word of life. James 1:12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, having stood the test. That person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't live in fear. I mean, like, you know, you have to live as a conqueror, as it says in Romans 8:31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And then in verse 37, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.